Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. I am your host, your brother, David. And today, we're going to get into a powerful word from the Lord. Being dressed, prepared, and ready for the door He is opening in your life. Hallelujah. So this episode is going to be all about understanding that God is moving, that your season is changing, and that the old cannot step into the new. So if you've been feeling a stirring in your spirit, or doors that seem closed are now opening, this episode is for you. Hallelujah. Well, first, before we get into it, I hope you guys are doing well. Thanks for tuning in. The support has been amazing. You guys have just been encouraging, and just been super supportive. And praise God, I'm thankful and honored to come here with you guys and be able to share and teach and learn. It's amazing. Praise God. So, let's get into it. In Isaiah 43:18-19, the word of God says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." See, the Lord is saying to us today, the old season, the old habits, the old mindsets, they cannot enter the new. He is doing something fresh in your life. But here's the key. You must be dressed and prepared. So when we talk about being dressed, see, in the Bible, it's not just about physical clothing. It's about spiritual preparedness. Ephesians 6:10-18 talks about putting on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. See, friends, every door God opens requires spiritual readiness. You cannot walk into divine favor without the proper armor. Truth, righteousness, readiness to stand, faith, salvation, the word of God, and prayer. So being dressed spiritually means your heart is aligned with God. No hidden sins, no bitterness, no unforgiveness. Your mind is renewed. You think like God thinks, not like the world thinks. Your actions are pure and obedient. Your life demonstrates what God is calling you into. If any of these areas are neglected, even the door God opens can feel like a closed door. The Bible also teaches us that preparation is not passive. Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Help me. Proverbs 21:31 says, "The horse is made ready for the battle, for the day of battle, but victory rests with the Lord." Notice the sequence. Preparation comes first. God is ready to bless, but He also expects us to put in the effort spiritually, mentally, and practically. Being prepared includes letting go of the old. Press toward the mark. Forget what's behind. Fasting and prayer. Draw closer to God. Discipline your spirit. Learning and growing. Increase in knowledge of the word and in wisdom. Think about it this way. If you're dressed in yesterday's clothes, you can't walk through the door of tomorrow. If you're dressed in yesterday's clothes. Somebody clip that. Hallelujah. See, this is a crucial point. Matthew 9, 16 and 17 says, "No one puts new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No new wine must be poured into new wineskins." This is prophetic for your life. See, God is opening a new door, a new calling, a new season. But if you try to carry the old with you, old habits, old relationships, old mindsets, it will hinder the breakthrough. So ask yourself, what do I need to leave behind to fully step into God's next season? Are there attitudes, relationships, or sins I'm holding on to that will prevent me from walking in fullness? I'm going to let you sit with that for a second while I sip this coffee. See, God does not want you carrying the old into the new. Isaiah 65, 17 says, "See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind." The former things are gone. The new is here now. But you have to be ready. Hallelujah. So let's get practical. How do you dress for the door God is opening? Dress in faith. Believe that God has already prepared the way. Hebrews 11, 1. Dress in humility. Humility opens the doors that pride keeps closed. Refer to James 4, 6. Dress in obedience. Follow God's leading even when it doesn't make sense yet. John 14, 15. So spiritually, this is your wardrobe for divine opportunities. Your faith, humility, and obedience are your spiritual garments. Many of you have been waiting on God's door to open. Some of you have been holding on to the past, unsure if you're ready. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That one hit me because I know. Some of you have been holding on to the past, unsure if you're ready. But God is saying, I am calling you to walk through this new door, fully dressed, fully prepared, and fully confident in my word. The old has no place here. Let it go and step into the new I have prepared for you. Declare this with me, guys. Lord, I release the old. I am dressed in your word, prepared by your spirit, and ready to walk into the new door you are opening in my life. I will not carry the past with me. I will fully embrace your calling and your glory. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, to close today, right? Because, you know, I try to get you guys out of here quick. I make these quick, like having coffee, right? You got to get it before the coffee gets cold, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Holy Ghost fire, keep this coffee hot. But for time, right? Because I know we have to get our day started. Here are five, practical steps to be ready for your God-ordained door. One, examine your heart. Confess and repent of anything that will hold you back. 1 John 1:9. Renew your mind daily. Meditate on scripture and allow it to guide your thoughts, people. Hallelujah. Romans 12:2. Stay in prayer and fasting. Matthew 17:21. Align yourself with God's timing and direction. 4. Take bold steps of faith. Joshua 1:9. Sometimes preparation requires action, even before you see the full picture. Lean not on your own understanding. Walk in gratitude. Praise God for the door before it opens fully, knowing it's already done in heaven. Psalm 104:4. My God. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you before I let you go. So, friends, brothers, sisters, this is your moment. The Lord is opening doors that no man can shut. But remember, you must be dressed, prepared, and ready. Let the old pass away. Step into the new with faith, obedience, and confidence in God's promises. Philippians 3:13-14 reminds us, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So today I challenge you, lay down the old, pick up the word, and walk boldly through the door God has opened for you. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. This is just one of those moments where we just kind of we're just thankful, so grateful that the Lord is speaking, and by His Holy Spirit, we are guided, we're comforted, He's our helper.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is just what the Lord has been putting on my heart since, I want to say, this weekend. I hope it blessed you. And I'm going to pray and get us out of here. Heavenly Father, we come before you today in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you for your faithfulness, for your mercy, and for the new season you are bringing into our lives. Lord, your word says in Isaiah 43:18-19, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Father, we declare that we release the old, the past, and every burden that would hold us back. We choose today to step into the new doors you are opening in our lives. We put on the full armor of God as your word commands in Ephesians 6:10-18. We belt our lives with truth. We wear righteousness as a breastplate. We lift the shield of faith against every attack. We place salvation on our heads like a helmet. We take up the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, Lord. And we pray continually in the Spirit. Lord, we pray for preparation and alignment in every area of our lives. Psalm 66:18 reminds us that if we harbor sin, it can hinder our prayers. Cleanse our hearts, renew our minds, and let your Spirit guide our thoughts and actions. Father, as we step forward, we declare that the old cannot enter the new. Matthew 9:16-17 teaches us that new wine must be poured into new wineskins. We remove every old mindset, every old habit, and every chain that would prevent us from fully embracing your calling. We ask, Lord, that you strengthen our faith, increase our humility, and guide us into full obedience. Let us be dressed in your word, prepared by your Spirit, and confident in the doors you have opened. Lord, we thank you. We thank you in advance for the breakthroughs, the divine opportunities, and the doors of favor you are releasing. We receive them with thanksgiving and faith, knowing that you are making a way where there seems to be no way. We declare over our lives, I am ready, dressed, and prepared for the new season God is bringing. The old has no hold over me. I will walk boldly into every door God has opened, and I will fulfill the calling he has placed on my life. Father, I cover every listener, their families, and their households with the precious blood of Jesus. We plead Psalm 91 over them. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Lord, we trust you. We honor you. And we commit ourselves fully to your word and your plan. Let every new door bring glory to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you guys for joining me here today on Unveiled by Grace. I hope this message blessed you. And if this message blessed you, share it with someone who needs to hear it. Until next time, stay dressed in the word, stay prepared in your spirit, and stay ready for the door God is opening in your life. This is your brother, David. It's been an honor and a pleasure. Until next time, shalom.